This is New Beginnings. Supported by AARP in the Twin Cities. A program for and about America's 78 million baby boomers. Hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell. New Beginnings topics include end-of-life concerns, health of mind, body, and spirit, housing, finance, and your career. Here's your host, Freddie Bell, as he welcomes career expert Joe McKenzie, founder of Ripple Connects.
You're listening to New Beginnings, and thank you so much for that. And this is Appointed Listening each Saturday morning. And if you're getting up early, thank you for being with us. And if you're listening to our podcast, where you can find us at freddiebell.com, we appreciate that as well. And as we open our program, we turn now our attention to Mr. Joe McKenzie, our co-host on the program. He is the founder of Ripple Connects. He turns candidates into contenders. His telephone number is 763-438-1621. And you can also find him online. The website is the same name as the company, RippleConnects.com. Joe McKenzie, welcome and good Saturday morning to you.
Thank you.
And we're talking this week about common job search, not tips, but common job search traps.
Yes. Traps, not tips this week.
That's right.
I think this is an important topic. And we've talked about this the last couple of years on New Beginnings, but I think it's important that we bring this out so our new listeners of New Beginnings understand that there's some traps that job seekers can fall into that negatively impact your job search. And you may never know how it's impacting your job search, but I speak to enough people, Freddie, that when I start seeing some patterns here and so forth, there's just a couple areas that I want to bring out today to make sure that these are somewhat common traps that job seekers have a tendency to fall into.
Interesting, everyone. We're talking with Joe McKenzie about some common job search traps. Can you share a few examples of those, Joe?
Absolutely. And I'm going to break it down to two different sections. One of them is many job searches are predicated on getting out there and networking and so forth. And the other is job interviews themselves. In regards to professional networks, this is something I learned long ago that many times people, they're individuals within our professional network. Sometimes we overestimate how a professional network, an individual within our professional network can help us. And sometimes we even underestimate someone within a professional network, how they can help us. What I mean by that is often a superficial relationship in a professional networking with someone who's very connected, seemingly connected to a lot of people, may not turn to your advantage. They may not return your call. They may not even heard what you're looking for, even though they might even be in your industry, Freddie. Sometimes we overestimate individuals within our network and we come to rely upon them too heavily and we kind of feel empty. And then on the other end, we underestimate a lot of the people that are quieter or better listeners, or maybe they don't go to all the events. They might be the people that stop to think about what we're looking to do. They may be someone, Freddie, in a completely different industry than we are in. And often people say, well, who does that person know in my industry? They do this. They make widgets, or they teach, or they, Freddie, some of the most important people in our network, we have a tendency to underestimate.
Interesting.
And it's important. It's important that we don't fall in that trap. Don't overestimate people and don't underestimate people. We need to figure out who within our network we can work with, who it's how we're going to keep it balanced and reciprocal, and how we could be working with them together 3, 4, 5 years and beyond, Freddie. It's not that that's a trap that I see quite often. The networking's not working, Joe. This person never returned my call, or they don't know what I want. And then oftentimes I hear, that person at my church or someone in my neighborhood, who do they know? Well, that's unfounded. That's underestimating. That's a very, very common trap that I see within regards to professional networking.
So how can you help someone through that? How can you help an individual who's listening this morning to understand that that is a trap? How can you work around it?
I work with them to qualify their network. I let them know. I share examples of how people that I've worked with that, you know, are that diamond in the rough. They say, you know, look for those qualities. We've talked about that. What are some of the qualities of those meaningful connections that are so important? You know, the listening, that balanced and reciprocal relationship. They're not keeping score. That is how I coach people to qualify their network. It's not always about 1,000 people, but what about those 5 to 8 people that are good listeners? The people that are, they want to champion us. We go back to that meaningful connections template that we had, and that helps people stay out of that trap of overestimating people in their network and certainly underestimating. One other area I want to talk about, a few examples, is the job interview. I've seen firsthand how people will gloss over specifics when asked the question. Well, we have to think about what the employer is looking for. And it's not because we did something 10 years ago and we knocked it out of the park. An employer's looking for, in a job interview, examples of how we drove the outcomes that they're looking for, and that's why they're interviewing us. So a common trap, Freddie, that people should avoid is going down the path of answering an interview question with too many lack of specifics on how they solved the problem or how they saved money, how they generated income, how they penetrated a new account. If we're not going to be able to support it with examples, Freddie, that's a common trap in that people fall into in job interviews. Employers will pick up on that when they gloss over something. And conversely, if someone gives an example of how their process for saving money or building a team or, you know, building a new website platform, what have you, and getting it out in 18 months, they will recognize when people support their answers with specifics and examples. That's something that most job seekers should be aware of. And a resume can't speak for you in an interview. You have to do your own talking at that point.
Everybody, speaking of talking, that's who we're talking to, Mr. Joe McKenzie, the founder of Ripple Connects. And this week we're talking about the common job search traps. So Joe, can you speak a little bit about the type of impact that these traps can have on an individual's job search? And right off the top, I'm wondering if that can effectively mentally take you out of the game.
It can, certainly. You know, if we talk about if we over rely on too many people in our network that we haven't really qualified or look for those positive traits, often our network fails us. And all of a sudden here we're 3, 4, 5 months in, and our network has seemingly dried up because we talk to the people that are not returning our calls or didn't listen to what we want and overlook the people that could have helped us. Yes, that hinders our job search. And then when we get to that job interview stage, which is, you know, much farther along in the process, employers are not going to give you that critical feedback of, well, we didn't, you really didn't share with us specifics on how you achieved that outcome. We were looking for your process. We were looking for comparable examples to what you've done in the past, to what we want to do now. An interview is, you know, really comes down to what's in it for the employers. What are they looking for? They're looking for someone that has that relevant experience. And if we don't provide those supporting details, examples to our answers, we may never know we didn't do it. And that's tough, you know, when we're sitting there on the outside looking in.
You may never even find out.
Exactly. And that's even more frustrating because, you know, most people do want, you know, thoughtful critique of how they position this, but it's hard to get. We need to take control of that. We need to know that that's a trap that a lot of us fall into, that in our interviews, if you cannot answer specifics, it's going to come across as falling short of what the employer is looking for. And if we over rely on a professional network, all of a sudden we're going to give up on networking because it's not working. And believe me, Freddie, I have heard that quite often. And that's why I designed the Ripple Effect networking model. It really predicated on the people we know and moving it outward. And sometimes it starts with three people that, you know, exponentially grows out. And those three people know three people. And those three people know three people. And all of a sudden, you have meaningful connections who are advocating and connecting you to other meaningful connections.
That's exciting.
A simple method that I started 10 years ago that it works for me today. A lot of my success and opportunities have come through the people that know me the best. And it's because they were those advocates for me.
Wow. Joe, we got to leave it right there. And we're talking this week, folks, about common job search traps. If you'd like more information, it's rippleconnects.com or call Joe McKenzie, 763-438-1621. Joe, you do some fine work at Ripple Connects.
Yes, we do. We turn candidates into contenders.
And stay with us. Our show doesn't stop.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's rippleconnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, rippleconnects.com.
Says the spokesman.
Hey ladies, have you ever wanted a place where you could network, shop, eat, laugh, and learn? Sister Spokesman is that place. Held the first Saturday of every month, Sister Spokesman takes place from 12 to 4 p.m. at various locations throughout the Twin Cities. And it's sponsored by the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder. Vendor opportunities are also available. For more information, 612-827-4021 or online at spokesman-recorder.com.
Sister Spokesman.
You're listening to New Beginnings on AM 950. And I want to continue right here and give you some information about AARP. There's always more to discover with your AARP membership. You have access to a wide variety of carefully chosen discounts, information, and services, and an advocate for important issues like Medicare and Social Security. Here are just some of the other member benefits from AARP. Insurance, access to auto, dental, home, life, vision, and other quality coverage for your health needs from top companies, including the AARP Dental Insurance Plan administered by Delta Dental Insurance Company. How about family caregiving? We talked about that earlier. Care guides, simple checklists, support options, and other free resources designed to help you care for your loved ones, all available online through AARP family caregiving sites. And also health and wellness, brain health tips, online tools, savings for eye exams and eyewear, and a free annual hearing test by phone. You also can get work and jobs, resources to help you find a second career or part-time work, plus access to the AARP Job Board, a job search tool for workers who are 50 years old and over. I know you love to travel. Vacation ideas for every budget and discounts on hotels and car rentals, flights from British Airways, vacation packages, and more. And of course, finances. You can find online calculators to help you manage your finances, access to money management tips, and more. Explore all of your benefits with the easy-to-use enhanced destination. That's AARP.org/benefits. You can download their free app right now for your digital membership card, daily news, local events, and benefits in your area.
Are you thinking about buying or selling a house or just want to know what might be going on with one of your biggest investments? Then why not become a house geek? Hi, I'm Kirk Duckwell with Bricks Real Estate and host of the Twin Cities Real Estate Show on this station here with your Market Minute. 4.14 is the average number of showings per week per listing in the median sale price range here in the Twin Cities. This is up over last year and is a key early indicator of demand in the marketplace. The median sale price is up 5.8% over the same time last year, and the 30-year conventional interest rate is about 3.75, which is at a three-year low. The conclusion for sellers is this time of year can be a little bit slower, especially if you're overpriced. However, for homes that are competitively priced, activity is still steady and likely to increase after the back-to-school season and as we enter into the fall market. The conclusion for buyers is there are deals to be had. If you've been holding out, it may be a good time to make an offer on that home of your dreams. Are you thinking about making a move? Check us out online anytime at housegeeks.com.
Registered representatives of Strategic Visionaries are registered with and offer securities through Securities America, Inc., member SIPC.
You're listening to New Beginnings. New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Happy weekend, everybody, and good morning. You're listening to New Beginnings, and we now go into the financial portion of our program where we talk about your finance, especially we're talking to those with a really big megaphone. We're talking to those people who are looking at retirement. You're planning your retirement. If you're not planning for it, my question is, why not? But we've got some help for you from Strategic Visionaries. Please welcome Whitney Emanuel. She is a founder, 612-296-6939, or strategic_visionaries.com. Whitney, welcome back.
Thanks, Betty.
Glad you're with us. Last week when we got together, we were talking about risk versus reward with regard to your investment plan. At a high level in this part two of this, risk and reward, what are the two definitions? What do they really mean?
Sure. So as we discussed last week, risk is the amount of volatility in industry terms that you're willing to take on. So how much of a bumpy road are you willing to take with your investments? How much of a loss can you tolerate short term or long term potentially, but more short term? So that's risk. Reward is simply stated your rate of return. So how much of a reward will you potentially get for your investments?
And you mentioned seven different levels of risk tolerance for those who are looking at it, that it's based on a personalized plan of what individuals who are looking to invest can anticipate. And know that number two is income plus, but there are six others.
That's right. So and keep in mind, every financial advisor may have different terms to describe these, but this is generally speaking, you need to measure how much risk you're willing to take. So how I approach it is, number one is capital preservation plus, meaning you're taking on very little risk. You just want to preserve what you have. Number two is income plus. So that's taking on a little more risk to get some income, but you don't want to take on too much to incur many losses. Then there's conservative growth, number three. So that is where you have more stock exposure, but you're still conservative. Oftentimes I see people who are just retired in this bucket. Moderate growth is going to be the fourth. So oftentimes this is pre-retirees will be in this bucket. They don't want to take on too much risk, but they still recognize that they need to grow their money before they retire. Then we've got growth. That's the fifth, 5 out of 7 on risk. Oftentimes that will some baby boomers and then just one under that. So people in their 40s or early 50s, they have about 10 years until they retire, got more stocks, less bonds, and are willing to take on more risk to get a rate of return. Then we've got growth plus. So this is for people who are comfortable taking on risk, but they don't want to be the most aggressive. So that's 6 out of 7. And then there's aggressive growth. So that's very little bonds. It's going to be mostly stock, and it's going to be the most sensitive to the stock market when it goes up and down. So that's going to be for the youngest clients or those with the longest time frame.
And you find baby boomers and Gen X's large most of the time in which of the seven areas?
So I find that a lot of Gen X is going to be in growth. And then oftentimes they see a lot of baby boomers in moderate growth.
Interesting. Everyone, we're talking about risk versus reward. This is the second portion of this program. We set it up for you last week. And we also talked about the efficient frontier, Whitney.
That's right. So the efficient frontier is measuring your risk against your return. So ensuring that you are not taking on too much risk for your rate of return and optimizing both of them. So you don't want to be taking on too much risk for a lower rate of return and vice versa.
It was interesting to me that you said there are some people who don't want to take on risk, but they want to make a lot of money. But you made a really pivotal statement, I thought, that you've got to put your toe further into the water, so to speak.
Well, right. If you want to get a rate of return and keep pace with inflation, you need to take on some risk. But at the same time, you need to make sure that you understand it and you're working with a financial advisor that can explain it. so that way you feel comfortable with it. And no one likes to see losses in their portfolio, but at the same time, if you have a long view in mind, you don't really see a permanent loss until you cash out on your investments.
Everyone, we're talking with Whitney Emanuel. She is the founder of Strategic Visionaries. Again, that number is 612-296-6939. Let's talk about the four major types of risk, Whitney. What are they?
Sure. So number one is market risk. So that's the risk that we are talking about today, where you will see ups and down in the market. It's naturally what happens. And so when you invest in the stock market, you are taking on market risk. So that's the first type of risk.
What is the second type?
Business risk. So this is more if you are invested in a single company that is more aggressively invested, has more aggressive business practices. So when I see a client who just, let's just say 50% of their portfolio is invested in Apple stock. Well, that's a significant business risk in Apple because if something happens, half of their portfolio could be jeopardized. So that's business risk.
Interesting. Now, there are some people who are listening right now, Whitney, and I know they're saying, well, look, there's market. You just talked about that. You just gave me a great example of business risk. But my company has all these buckets already set up for me. How do I know whether I'm going from market to business to any other type of risk?
Yeah, that's a great question. So often in your 401k, it's unlikely that you're taking on business risk because more than likely, it's not a definite rule, but they offer mutual funds. So mutual funds are not investing in just one type of business or one company. They're investing across hundreds of companies. And that's in 401k, 403p, retirement provided plans, where you are taking on business risk as an employee is if you're buying company stock. And I see this a lot with, let's just say 3M, for example. It's a huge company here locally. And a lot of people that I meet have a ton of money in 3M and not a lot of money elsewhere. So they're taking on business risk. So because they're putting their money and then also their income and their benefits are all in 3M. So my goal for them would be to diversify away from 3M, still leave some money in there because it does offer great benefits, but don't continue to build all your wealth in one company.
Interesting. So we've talked about the market risk and a great example you just gave with business risk. What's an inflation risk?
Inflation risk. I mentioned this earlier in the program. So this is where you see that prices rise over time. That is inflation. So if your portfolio is not keeping pace with inflation because you're not able or not willing to take on as much risk, you're not going to be able to combat inflation risk. So there's another risk on the other side. So if I meet someone and they're all in cash, the average rate of return for cash that I project is about 1%, whereas inflation is at about 3%. So you're experiencing a negative 2 rate of return per year. So you're actually losing money to inflation with inflation risk.
Interesting. And the last one is the interest rate risk. And I think people are familiar with this one.
Yeah. So I wanted to bring this one up because it's pertinent to this timing. The Federal Reserve, who controls the U.S. Treasury rates, just reduced rates again. So what happens there is that when interest rates go down, bond prices increase. So there's an inverse relationship there. However, we are in such a low interest rate environment. So when interest rates do start to increase again, once the Federal Reserve is comfortable with increasing them, bond prices will go down. So the safe part of your portfolio could be at more risk than normal. And so it's important not to have all your safe money in bonds either, because you could lose some of the bonds, even though they're supposed to be the conservative part of your portfolio.
Interesting. So that's so important, why it's important to talk to someone who's a professional in this whole marketplace. That's Whitney Emanuel of Strategic Visionary, 612-296-6939. And you're listening to New Beginnings.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight, that you can't stop smoking, that you can't get over a fear, that you can't? $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis. Wake up to your success.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
You want to be in a place where people know your name. The message is positive and you feel fulfilled. Come be inspired at Unity South Church. Unity South is a non-denominational spiritual community with roots in love, acceptance, and prayer. We believe that you have an indwelling spark of divinity. Come visit us this Sunday for the interactive discussion at 9 a.m. or the regular service at 10:30 a.m. Unity South is located at 7950 First Avenue South in Bloomington. A stimulating and uplifting Sunday school for preschool through 18 years old. Unity South Church, embracing, loving, empowering.
Don't be surprised if you hear your name when you walk into St. Paul Corner Drug. Our experienced staff make getting to know you their top priority. Developing a trusting relationship with our patients is the first step in providing personalized care that achieves the best outcomes possible. Make certain all your providers know who you are and what your needs are. It is a vital step in your well-being. Stop by St. Paul Corner Drug today to start a relationship with a staff that cares. St. Paul Corner Drug, pharmacy the way it should be.
Tom Hartman here letting you know how you can go solar with All Energy Solar, even way up north in Minnesota. Lots of people ask them, isn't Minnesota too cloudy for solar? No. The truth? For one thing, Minneapolis gets nearly as much sun each year as Houston, Texas. But it isn't just about how much sun you get. It's also about having access to great local incentive programs that make solar affordable. Learn what your options are to save with solar and visit allenergysolar.com today.
With your AM 950 weather, this is Eric Nelson. Today, sunny with a high near 83. And tonight, a chance of showers with a low around 66. Sunday, rain continues with a high near 77 and a low around 58. Monday, sunny with a high near 82 and a low around 65.
During Standard Heating and Air Conditioning State Fair Sale, you can get a new AC for just $2,400 with the purchase of a new high-efficiency furnace. Restrictions apply. Learn more about this great State Fair Sale at standardheatingdeals.com. Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, comfort you deserve.
Freddie welcomes Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis.
If it's Saturday morning, you know it's a new beginning, and that's the name of our program. As we continue now from West Metro Hypnosis, we find Kelly Von Heidekamp. WestMetroHypnosis.com is the website, 952-222-3975. Kelly, good morning.
Good morning, Freddie Bell.
Really happy you're with us this morning. And the question before the house is what to do.
And isn't that the question? We've been talking about conflict resolution, fixing things, just this whole idea of coexisting with challenges. And you know that every now and then I like to share something from the Daily Word, that yes. little magazine that has such a wealth of wisdom in it. And in talking about this, I'm reminded of something that was came up back in July. And that's the key question. When we see someone else experiencing great challenges, we want to know what to do. And the wisdom from the Daily Word on July 14th, 2019 was pray for others. With faith, I see the truth in any situation. When I'm asked to pray for others, I look beyond the story of their lives. Instead, I discern the truth beneath appearances to find the sacred essence of each situation. Knowing that each of us is a living expression of God, I affirm that divine qualities are active in others, healing life, harmonizing love, prospering wisdom, and so much more. I see the divine nature of every person and know they have access to all the attributes of God. Seeing the deeper truth allows me to stand firm in faith as I pray for others. No matter how sad or discouraged they may feel, I pray, knowing their innate strength, power, and wisdom. You will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. And so whether or not you exchange the word God for life, the universe, whatever it is, maybe you don't use the word pray, but you say holding space for someone, I think there's so much wisdom in this excerpt for us that we sometimes don't see the bigger picture. And in those moments when someone needs help with a challenge, that the biggest gift we can give them is to take time in our own mind's eye and elevate ourselves and see the possibility of completion, of wholeness, of everything working out. We don't have to figure out the details. We can't figure out the details for someone else. It's impossible to. But when we can affirm well-being, what did they say? When the divine qualities within, healing life, harmonizing love, prospering wisdom, and so much more. When we can hold those things as possibilities for every single person experiencing challenges, including ourselves, that we don't have to sometimes figure out the details, that sometimes all that is required of us is to affirm the truth that these things are within us already. Sometimes it's all it takes to have a tremendous shift in focus and attention, and then resources open up that we didn't maybe see before. And so again, exchange those words of God and prayer as necessary, and just really tune into the wisdom of this particular piece today.
Wow. Well said. That's Kelly Van Hanekamp, West Metro Hypnosis, westmetrohypnosis.com, 952-222-3975. What do? We say new beginnings continues.
Yes.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight, that you can't stop smoking, that you can't get over a fear, that you can't. $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis. Wake up to your success.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, RippleConnects.com.
And now it's time for this week's Point of Focus.
I have a great time with my life, and I want to share it.
Nowadays, a lot of people think of positivity and optimism as something unrealistic, something almost delusional.
It teaches the cultivation of peace of mind as a power center out of which comes driving energy.
This is life and enterprise management.
I love living. I think that's infectious. It's something that you can't fake.
Today's point of focus is power, that inner quality that directs our thoughts, words, and actions. Did you know that every time you think or speak, you're actually applying a creative power? Your choices shape your reality. If you choose to create good, to attract wealth, to establish peace, it's all from that power that you already have, the power of choice. You can actually promote peace in the world through your thoughts, through your words of conciliation, and through constructive action. All true power emanates from the thoughts that you hold in your mind. That's our point of focus, power. I'm Freddie Bell. If you'd like to learn more, I'd welcome the chance to speak to your organization. To learn how, all you have to do is visit me at www.freddiebell.com or call 888-639-9738. Or you can reach me by email. It's freddie@freddiebell.com. freddie@freddiebell.com.
Says the spokesman.
Hey ladies, have you ever wanted a place where you could network, shop, eat, laugh, and learn? Sister Spokesman is that place. Held the first Saturday of every month, Sister Spokesman takes place from 12 to 4 p.m. at various locations throughout the Twin Cities. And it's sponsored by the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder. Vendor opportunities are also available. For more information, 612-827-4021 or online at spokesman-recorder.com.
Sister Spokesman.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
You want to be in a place where people know your name. The message is positive and you feel fulfilled. Come be inspired at Unity South Church. Unity South is a non-denominational spiritual community with roots in love, acceptance, and prayer. We believe that you have an indwelling spark of divinity. Come visit us this Sunday for the interactive discussion at 9 a.m. or the regular service at 10:30 a.m. Unity South is located at 7950 First Avenue South in Bloomington. A stimulating and uplifting Sunday school for preschool through 18 years old. Unity South Church, embracing, loving, empowering.
And now, our supporting partner, AARP in the Twin Cities.
And welcome back to New Beginnings. We are now talking with Will Phillips, who is the state director of AARP in the Twin Cities. Welcome back, Will.
Great. Yeah, good to be here. Thank you.
And this week on the program, Will, we want to be talking about what AARP Twin Cities is doing as far as the census. It's been in the news a lot, national news with the president and everything else, but let's just drive down to a local level here in AARP here in the Twin Cities when we're talking with seniors and the census.
Well, I think we're really focused on making sure that people are aware that the census is coming, are aware that a complete census count is really critical to ensure that we've got adequate representation in Congress and in local elected bodies, and that getting that accurate count is really important. Making sure that people are aware of what is legitimate with the census, and that here are the things they should be expecting, and that there are perhaps some things that they might need to be aware of in terms of fraud or scams. And then also letting people know that there are jobs to be had as enumerators for people that are going out and doing the counting that is done every 10 years when we have a census. So there's a number of things that we're really focused on.
Can you expand on that as far as the jobs real quick? Take 30 seconds.
Sure. The U.S. Census Bureau is going to be hiring 400,000 temporary employees for the 2020 census. There are jobs that offer competitive pay rates, flexible hours, and paid training in many communities. The Bureau will also be looking for bilingual applicants. The hiring process for those enumerators will be taking place from September of this year through April of next year. And then the work will be taking place in the late spring and summer months of 2020 as part of that process of counting individuals for the 2020 census. So again, temporary jobs, but lots of them to be had, and certainly important work.
Well, what we want to make sure, as Minnesota always ranks, you know, very near the top as far as voter turnout and whatever, and I'm sure they rank right up there as far as the census, we want to make sure everybody's counted.
We do. We need to make sure everybody's counted for a bunch of reasons. As we talked about earlier, it's important in terms of how we're represented in various bodies, whether it be Congress or even down to the local level in state bodies such as the legislature, but also it really is tied to funding as well. Decisions around bridges, schools, funding for federal programs, you name it, really are based off of census counts. And so making sure that everybody gets counted, that we have a fair and accurate count, is really critical to so many parts of how our communities operate at the most local level.
That's great. And if people want to learn a bit more about what we've been talking about today, the website is?
Well, I think the best thing to do is to, first of all, for jobs, is just to go to 2020census.gov. And then they can, from there, learn about the timeline for the census, learn about how it's going to be done, and then also, again, learn about how they might gain some employment with the census in the coming year.
Again, that's Will Phillips, State Director, AARP Twin Cities, talking about the census and the need to make sure that you, yes, you, New Beginnings listeners, are counted. Thank you for your time, Will. We'll talk to you again very soon.
Great. Thank you.
You're listening to New Beginnings on AM 950. And I want to continue right here and give you some information about AARP. There's always more to discover with your AARP membership. You have access to a wide variety of carefully chosen discounts, information, and services, and an advocate for important issues like Medicare and Social Security. Here are just some of the other member benefits from AARP. Insurance, access to auto, dental, home, life, vision, and other quality coverage for your health needs from top companies, including the AARP Dental Insurance Plan, administered by Delta Dental Insurance Company. How about family caregiving? We talked about that earlier. Care guides, simple checklists, support options, and other free resources designed to help you care for your loved ones, all available online through AARP family caregiving sites. And also health and wellness, brain health tips, online tools, savings for eye exams and eyewear, and a free annual hearing test by phone. You also can get work and jobs, resources to help you find a second career or part-time work, plus access to the AARP job board, a job search tool for workers who are 50 years old and over. I know you love to travel. Vacation ideas for every budget and discounts on hotels and car rentals, flights from British Airways, vacation packages, and more. And of course, finances. You can find online calculators to help you manage your finances, access to money management tips, and more. Explore all of your benefits with the easy-to-use enhanced destination. That's AARP.org/benefits. You can download their free app right now for your digital membership card, daily news, local events, and benefits in your area.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight? That you can't stop smoking? That you can't get over a fear? That you can't, you can't, you can't? $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis. Wake up to your success.
There are so many times in life when it's important to have a plan. I'm attorney Rachel Schroman, and I can tell you from experience that so much pain can be prevented with an estate plan or an arrangement for long-term care costs. I work with families with many different dynamics and budgets, and my goal is always to give them peace of mind while helping them protect their legacy. Learn more about me at schromanlaw.com. That's schromenlaw.com.
With all the convenient big box stores that sell appliances, why do so many Minnesotans choose Warner Stellion? Check online to learn that Warner Stellion is a Minnesota family-owned business for over 60 years. Warner Stellion sells more brands than anyone else, and our passionate specialists are committed to impressing you so much that you'll refer us to everyone you know. That's our mission here at Warner Stellion. Ask around. Check us out online. And when it's your time to buy appliances, join over 300,000 Minnesota homeowners and choose the specialists, Warner Stellion.
As we continue with New Beginnings, we now turn to Unity South in the Twin Cities, where the Reverend James Stacy is the senior minister, and they invite you to their two Sunday morning services at 9 a.m. and at 10:30 a.m., as well as to their numerous weekly activities and classes. More information is found at unitysouth.org. Here now is the Reverend James Stacy with a lesson already in progress.
How can we as individuals protect this idea of unity? We can begin by not standing in its progress, not even silently accepting the status quo of limited privilege for some. My own testimony, many of us have learned great lessons from our parents, if not from teachers or others in our lives. My mother was not one who led a protest parade, but she did believe in standing for her highest understanding of what was right. I was raised, as was my parents' custom, in a Southern Baptist church. And although there was much that was great, the church also faced its challenges. My mother was the one who would sit in the front row, if you're familiar with that tradition, and at the end, when the invitation went out and people would come forward to say that they wanted to be baptized and become part of the church, it was my mother who would quietly take their names down. She was sitting there one day when not our minister, but a guest minister, was speaking. This was back in the early 70s. And the minister was railing and preaching up a storm about young people of today and how they're being misled into these strange Eastern practices and Eastern wisdom. And he said, no wonder they're taking drugs in order to swallow such stuff. My brother happened to be a teacher of transcendental meditation. My mother looked up and very quietly, but very assuredly, she put down her materials in the front row, stood up during the sermon, and marched out of the church. Everybody knew something was happening because Wilda Stacy walked out. She'd later say, I won't listen. I won't take on ideas like that speaker. Well, my chance came later. In 1976, the Southern Baptist Convention had its national convention in Kansas City, in the great convention hall there. I, being a local Baptist, was in the great special choir on the stage, a couple of hundred people, and I had a front row center seat. Then someone stood up, quoting the popular leader of that day, Anita Bryant, proclaiming that the church must purge these horrible homosexuals from the church. They should be imprisoned. Recalling my mother, I stood up in that front row, unzipped my choir robe, dropped it on the floor, and marched out that aisle among several thousand people. That was, and still is, a great trial for some. But recalling our beautiful song, here I am, use me. Each one of us has to decide what we're going to listen to, what we're going to perhaps silently agree to, or when we say, I renounce that. I'm out of
book for those who still live at the edge of our society. And we can, each in our own way, give them a place at the common table we serve. The word we speak must continually be unity, the witness we bear must be unity. The life we practice must be unity. And I want to conclude with something one of my other ministerial teachers, at this time the Reverend Jim Gaither, was now the minister in New York City of the ministry that had formerly been led by Eric Butterworth. I had started a new ministry back in Fayetteville, New York, called the Center for Cultural and Spiritual Unity. The name was so confusing to some that we came up with the nickname, The Spring. But I was so pleased because when I went to a meeting at Jim's church in New York City, he asked me what I was up to. I told him, I gave him this grand name. And his eyes brightened. And he said, "Oh, you were using unity, not as a name or a noun, but as a verb, making it active." And that was my intention. So I invite each of you. We speak the word unity often. We say, well, it's the name of the church we go to. Remember, dear friends, it is a verb. It is an activity. It is a spiritual practice. It is the art of the beholder who says, I want to look for the unity of spirit present in my world, in my life, in your life, in all our lives. We speak so often with grand terms like omnipresence. What does that mean? How do you practice it? Well, returning to our beginning, I think that's why Charles Fillmore came out of that silence in 1890 so excited with his little circle of six people that would become a multinational movement. He was excited. He said, let's make our intention, our purpose, to practice unity, to look for the one spirit of life, of truth, the one essential substance that is on all. We live in a world that sees so many differences. Sometimes we find it difficult to even work with one another for a common good, like something in our greater community, because I've actually heard churches come together and say, well, we can't work with this group or that unity church because you know what they believe. Friends, we have to keep this unity idea not just as the name of our church, but keep it as a vital purpose in life. To see all possibility. To honor everyone, even if their politics, their lifestyle, their background is different from ours. It was still a creation of God. And we must choose to honor it or not. It's our choice. And so that is why I said at the beginning of this service that I was excited about today. Because I'm excited about unity. About the possibility. About this power. Right here, right among us. To do good. To bring harmony, to even bring more unity into unity.
more togetherness in our own movement we call unity. And so it is. Let's thank God for it. Amen.
You just heard a message coming from the Reverend James Stacy, the Senior Minister of Unity South in the Twin Cities. More information is found at their website at unitysouth.org. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Thanks for making us a part of your weekend on New Beginnings. For Joe McKenzie, this is Freddie Bell reminding you that every day is a chance for a new beginning. We'll see you next week and online. Goodbye, everybody.